The Kappa Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Motion. Prescott keeps it. He's got a blocker. He's got a touchdown. What a drive to start the day from Dak in Dallas. Bolstered their pass rush. They're 6-0. Playing Pittsburgh later today. Off the fake. Prescott. Look at end zone for Lamb. He's got it. Back-to-back outstanding Dallas drives to open the day. This is the play that got Fields a touchdown last week. He does it again today in Dallas. And the Bears are on the board. Designed run, left side, good block by Jones, touchdown Fields on the ground.
Here we go. Amazing.
Prescott on third and one will just run it up the gut and break free. Eddie Jackson, his fellow number four, takes him out inside the red zone.
Here we go. Amazing.
Right back to Pollard. A really good cut. And a touchdown for Pollard. It is his stage today. They fake it to Davis. He blocks. Prescott throws. And Jake Ferguson has his second NFL touchdown. Fields protected. Throws to Harry. And he's in for the touchdown. N'Keal Harry back in the scoring book. His first Bears score. Trying to get into Brett Maher's field goal range. Only one timeout. And an interception. He was looking for CeeDee Lamb. And Eddie Jackson comes up with a pick. Oh, what a turnaround with 28 seconds remaining in the half. Herbert cuts it the other way. Straight up the gut. And into the end zone for a touchdown.
Well, I tell you, this Chicago offensive line just moved everybody to the left. And a great cut by Khalil Herbert on that play.
They'll run it with Tony Pollard. And Tony Pollard's second effort has a touchdown. His second of the day.
Great response by the Dallas offense and a great job by guard center guard in the interior of that offensive line. They just move everything.
Four-man rush. Fields. Stepping up. Sidearm sling. He's got a connection. There goes Montgomery, who lost the football. And the Cowboys have it. It's Parsons on top of it. Micah Parsons on the move. And Micah Parsons is in. Fake to Herbert. Fields to the end zone. He's got Cole Kmet. And has he finally done it? Cole Kmet with his first touchdown since December of 2020. First down puts a lot of pressure on the Bears. There's Pollard. And sure enough, a first down and more. Welcome to the Big Show, Tony Pollard. His third touchdown of the day.
Great job by our guy Charlie putting that together this morning with Shay. It was a blowout in Dallas.
Mm-hmm, it was.
But there are things that you can take away from it because Justin Fields played very good football. Highest passer rating in a game of his career. Highest completion percentage. The defense just was awful. And that leads us to our guy, the great Alex James Brown, who's going into the SEC Hall of Fame this year.
That's awesome.
How amazing is that? AB, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe you just used my entire name. And people would now, I mean, not that they could have looked it up, I guess, but I truly have three really, really simple names. Like, truly. It's Alex, James, and Brown. Like, come on.
It's pretty good, right?
I mean, give me some complex in there. At least I don't even get Alexander. It's just Alex. You know?
You've got Karamar as your wife.
I do. And that is, she is pretty exotic. So I'll take that.
There you go. All right. So let's talk about the game yesterday. You and I worked together, and I said to you, Justin played really well. We don't have enough talent on either side of the ball. Dallas is really fast defensively. So that was my takeaway. My quarterback, I believe, is the long-term guy. What was your takeaway?
I think my takeaway is I saw Luke Getsy in that offense, offensive coaches, put together yet another week of a good plan for Justin in the offense. That's what I saw. And I saw the players go out and I saw them execute offensively that plan. So that's what I saw. I mean, yes, once we get – we can't do it now. But once we get better players, once we – you just look at the undefeated team in NFL right now. What did they do, the Philadelphia Eagles? They went out and they got a number one receiver. When you go get a number one receiver, it puts everybody else in a normal spot. Once we get that guy, and I think we will, I think Ryan Poles and those guys, I think they'll add talent to this team. But once we add talent around him and we have a sense of what we want to do, what Justin's good at, what this offense is good at, what the identity is of this offense, then I think we're going to go offensively. You scored 29 points against that defense, which you mentioned, they're faster. A lot of first-rounders on that defense that's just running around, hitting, and they're doing a lot of things good. And you're able to carve them up at times offensively, and Justin was doing his thing. I like it. As long as we continue to put together game plans like this, he'll grow into a quarterback that we'll all be happy to have.
But how do you explain what happened with the defense yesterday, giving up 49 points? I mean, what – like, how do you explain that sharp drop-off from the way that they looked the last couple of games?
Well, I mean, the last couple games. But when you look at the last couple games, you didn't run into a number one receiver. Like, a number one receiver, not a team's number one receiver, a receiver that on any team is a number one receiver. And yesterday it was CeeDee Lamb, that guy. And then you got Gallup. And he have a really, really talented quarterback in Dak Prescott, one of the top quarterbacks in the league when he's on the field. And they showed it yesterday. I thought we hadn't looked this bad offensively since we played Minnesota, I'll say. Like, just being able to stop their main guy. CeeDee Lamb, I think he set the tone early. And then they were just humming. And we can't stop the run. Another, wart of this defense showed up again, and we cannot stop the run. And I'm going to call him a backup because that's what he is on their football team, but I think he could start on a number of other teams in this league. Pollard had a heck of a day. Mm-hmm. He had a heck of a day, and you thought he would coming in because we don't stop the run and we don't tackle well. So, and if we're not doing those things, he's fast enough, which he showed on his third touchdown, that once he got to the sideline and got in front of everybody, nobody's going to catch him. So it was – I think that's how you explain it. We need better talent defensively. We need to run to the football. We're still learning this system. We're still – I mean, when you watch the second touchdown, I want to say, that Pollard had, you had a couple guys or one guy out of position. He wasn't in his gap. But then you have the safety that has to come down. And Eddie Jackson, he has to come down and make that tackle, save that touchdown, and give the defense another opportunity to play, and he wasn't able to do that. These little things get you beat. You see your offense is going. All you need is one three and out. One time, go out and stop them, because at one point it looked like our offense had them on the ropes defensively. Like, we had a chance to get them, and we just couldn't get over the hump. I think with better players – and another year in this system defensively, I think that we'll move closer to what we're accustomed to seeing, and that's good defense being played on that side of the ball.
All right, AB, there's been a lot of Twitter activity. We had somebody call in that said, well, they got really dejected when they lost Robert Quinn because he got traded, and it affected the room, and it affected them yesterday. And when I asked that question to you and Lance, and you relayed the Olin story, I'm going to open the floor up to you. Would you please talk about the effect of getting rid of Robert Quinn for a draft pick?
This is me being just truly honest and probably a little old school. If that affects these guys that much, then I kind of want other players. I want players that it doesn't affect, because this is a part of it. This is a part of being in the NFL. It happens. It can affect your job. It can affect, yeah, you can have your emotions about it. You can feel however you want about it, but it can affect you going on the football field and playing, no matter what is going on. So that was the thought coming through. When I played, it wasn't, you can't allow whatever it is. And my wife, I mean, you mentioned Carrie earlier. Carrie had she would get mad at me because I had this weird ability. No matter what was going on with us, we could be in a complete argument. And when I left her and it was time to play, like, that went away. It went away. I didn't think about it. And I'm telling you, I did not think about it. But I was told this in 10th grade. My 10th grade basketball coach would come in and he would say, hey, hang your problems at the door, because I don't want to hear about them. And when you leave, take them with you, because I don't want them. So, like, that was his mantra. That was his saying. So, but with Olin kind of my rookie year, Olin, you start to see all these guys start leaving. You come in, it's like 30, 35 of you. And you start to see the numbers start to dwindle down, and even draft picks, like, you start to see them, like, leave. You're like, oh, my goodness, like, what is going on? And then one of your guys, like, get cut. And you come out, and y'all pissed off, or y'all mad. I don't know if I can say that, sorry. But you're all mad and you're upset, and you come out and you're like, and Olin kind of pulls me off to the side. He's like, what's going on? You all right? Like, yeah, I'm good, but how the heck they going to let my guy go? He's like, would you have rather been you? Oh. completely changed everything that I thought, every single thing. So it's, well, no, I wouldn't have rather it be me. All right, well, let me go to work. that is it. Like, you better take your butt to work, because if you don't, it will be you. This is a part of the job. This is a part of the business. This is the business side of it. Just like what Roquan is experiencing now, when you do not have an agent and you don't get that buffer in between you and the team, you get to hear why the team doesn't want to pay you this. You know, they try to come up with a reason why they don't want to pay you what you want to be paid, and you're trying to say why you want to be paid what you want to be paid. That's why you need that buffer, in my opinion, but you get to hear that part. And that's the business side of it. That is the hard part. And, yes, it is emotional, but you have to be able to compartmentalize it and say, you know what, this happened, yes, but I still got to go do my job, because I'm still being paid to do a job.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you think that some of the emotion and the emotional roller coaster of this group is because they're so young and they're learning to navigate that, like, right in front of us?
Well, I think some of them are young, but, I mean, Roquan is at the point when we all went to the Super Bowl, you know? Yeah. He's in his fourth, fifth year. Like, we all went to a Super Bowl that year, like, when I was in my fourth year. So, you know, I mean, you... there are guys that come in. Heck, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, and, well, Joe Burrow was in his, what, second or third year? Jamar Chase was in his first or second year? Mm-hmm. Like, these guys, they're super young too, but they can be successful because you have to be able to be a professional. That is what being a professional is. You have to be able, regardless of what's going on, you still got to be able to do your job. When you're not feeling 100%, you still got to go out and be able to do your job. That is a professional. So the emotion part, you got to be able to set it to the side, because your job is, like, it should be first. All the other stuff should be second or behind that, because if not, then all that stuff will be first and you won't have a job.
AB, have a great rest of your day. It was a lot of fun yesterday. And now we get the Dolphins rolling in, who, yes. I'll just read you this stat as we let you go. The Dolphins are going to roll in here with so much offensive talent between Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle that they have the best 8-game start in the Super Bowl era. Those two receivers together.
Oh, God.
Not good.
They're getting on my nerves. That's going to get on my nerves all week. And by the end of the week, I'm going to find a way why my Bears kick their teeth in. Watch.
I hope you're right. Have a great day and a great week. Best to Carrie. Tell her she's the best.
Thank y'all.
Thanks,
Alex. All right. Appreciate it.
See you. There you go. It's our guy, Alex Brown. Bears Monday. We're talking football all day with you. 312-332-3776. Anything you took away from yesterday, even though it was a beatdown, do you actually have some positive thoughts? You're next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Charlie, what song is this? Ask Danny. He's in charge of all the content around here. He's the boss. What is that? I want that song.
I'm not sure. It's just in the we have these rotator songs, and so they're unlabeled, but I'm not sure what song that is.
I like that. Yeah, I want
that's
that.
That's good. That's a beat, yeah.
Somebody, if you heard it, please tell me.
Most of the time, the songs that they play coming back from breaks, I have no idea what they are. Most of the time. That's pretty accurate.
That's it. 312-332-3776.
Not a music buff. I'm just not a music buff.
Also, we have to get into this Twitter thing for a moment, too.
Okay.
Twitter's now going to charge you if you want a blue check mark. $20 a month.
Is that official?
That's what it sounds like, yes. And the reason we have the blue check mark, I did not know this until just now. Twitter got sued several years ago because a famous person, a Hall of Famer baseball person, said, hey, I'm that at Tony La Russa is not me, and they're posting stuff I don't agree with. So he sued Twitter. He didn't win any money, but they rolled out the blue checkmark thing because of Tony La Russa.
That is quite a claim to fame.
Crazy.
For our former manager.
All right, Fabian in Linwood. Hi, Fabian. What's up, Cookie?
Hi, Fabian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, I'm calling. I was thinking of talking about all the questions surrounding the Bears and figuring out what to do with Fields and all that. I think the question is what for Fields to figure out what he's going to do with the Bears, because he has been here for 2 years getting beat up with the weak supporting cast. Every time he makes a play, he's undermined by defective, by bad players around him, no supporting cast. I mean, the kid makes a great play to throw to Montgomery, and first thing you know, he fumbles the ball off his knee. I mean, that was a great play by Fields just to get that ball off.
Agreed, when you're saying what he's going to do, I don't know what that means.
What I'm saying is this. We think he's auditioning for us. I think it's more so we're auditioning for him. Because if that was my son, I'd be looking right now at teams. I'd be talking to people right now trying to get him up out of here.
Yeah, except you couldn't because they control you.
Exactly. But
they have your rights for a long time.
He could be leaving. He might be leaving if they don't get their stuff together.
Not for at least 2 years, right?
Because the quarterbacks is not good.
Fabian, they've got 3 more years on his rookie deal. Then they could tag him for up to 3 years. And he wants to get paid. He's not going to hit free agency anytime soon.
Well, he could. If he keeps getting hit like he's getting hit now, he might have to sit out a year.
He's not sitting out a year.
If that was my son, I'd tell him to sit out.
No, you wouldn't. You would
yes,
not.
Yes, I would. Sit out. Don't go out there and let him kill you. Why? He needs his brain. In 20, 30 years, he's walking around. He's shaking like a leaf on a tree. No.
Fabian,
no.
Thank you, man.
It's not there.
Appreciate
it's
you.
It's not there.
It's part of the deal. If you're going to play in this league. I don't disagree with him that he may get the crap
No,
out
I mean,
of
he's his body can only handle so much. Like, at some point, things are going to start to really hurt to the point where he can't play.
He can't push
through it.
Don't disagree.
And I appreciate that he's young enough right now to do that. I believe that they're going to advise him properly. But, man, he got leveled yesterday.
He did.
More than once.
Pete in Burbank. Hey, Pete, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, don't you want to start calling the quarterback of the future once he throws for 200 yards? He's only thrown for 200 yards once this year.
Pete?
That's cool. He can run around, but you ain't going to run around and win a championship. You got to throw the ball.
Pete?
They're trying to run a system to take advantage of what they currently have on the roster.
Pete, if you can't
look at Justin and believe he is the long-term guy once they surround talent around him, we'll agree to disagree. You fan how you want a fan, Pete. I learned a long time ago.
Andy Dalton throws for 200 yards. Come on.
Pete, you're better than this.
Yeah, dude, you can't call him quarterback in the future. He hasn't even thrown for 200 yards.
Pete, yeah, but he
could run around. That's cool. RG3, I loved RG3. He had a way better arm than Fields, and he could run around too. But it doesn't last. We're not going to win a Super Bowl running around. We're not.
Well, not now.
You know
no.
That better than anything,
don't you think know? That will change though? The game plan will change once there's more talent around him. Then he will be throwing the ball more. He doesn't have the receivers now, Pete. He can throw the ball all day if he wants to, but Velus Jones Jr. isn't going to make the play.
You're calling him the quarterback of the future. He's thrown 200 yards one time.
He's the quarterback of right now too, and they're doing what they can right now.
And
he is also the quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
We got 3 years to start over. We got to wait 3 years before we start over again. I know.
Nope. He's the quarterback of the future. But, Pete, thanks, man.
Mitch Trubisky threw for 200 yards this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Pete.
He did. Come on now.
Pete, you're better than that. You're better than that. Look at what he's got to work with, and they are trying to win games in the only way they can right now, because they cannot protect him if they drop him straight back.
The only way they can.
That's it.
That's it.
Let's go to Nate. Nate is next. Hey, Nate, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Just calling to ask you guys, you know, I like Justin Fields. I'm not a big Bears fan. I'm a Bills Mafia guy, but I like to watch the Bears. And the very first play of the game where he had that receiver down the sideline, wide open, if he just throws a good ball, and everybody talks about his good deep ball, I don't know if his college arm is translating into the NFL arm, because he's missing so many deep balls whenever he gets a chance. I was just calling to see you guys' opinion on that.
So you don't think he can throw a good deep ball?
Consistently. He can every once in a while. That was just – that first ball, I don't –
We lost Nate.
Yeah, we lost
Bad
Nate.
Sell. I disagree with that. The deep ball he threw to Velus Jones was right in his hands.
It was right in his hands, yeah. It was on the money.
And let's not forget, he's getting hit a lot. You have to be able to step into a throw. He's getting hit a lot. It is what it is until they can get that fixed. Big C on the south side. Hey, Big C, what's up?
Good morning.
What's up with it? Hey, I like Pete. Hold on.
Hey, you got to turn the radio down, Sparky.
Yeah, I love Pete. Hey, man, let's stop it, though, for real. I got 3 points I got to make. You know what I'm saying? Cap, you want to talk about all this cap space. Ain't no wide receiver coming to play with Justin Fields with a running quarterback. Ask the Baltimore Ravens. And why Hollywood got up out of there.
Okay. Again, Justin isn't Lamar. Lamar isn't Justin. Jalen Hurts is the same kind of player as Justin Fields, and they've got plenty of wide receivers. And A.J. Brown was thrilled to go there.
But Hurts is totally different. Hurts ain't no diva. He's been over-glorified by the media.
Who's a diva?
You all that made Fields a diva.
Fields is not a diva. He's as far from a diva as there is.
I said the fans and the media. I'm not saying he. I'm saying you all have made him over-glorified. And then Dion for you. Now, you want to say about whatever the performance deal. When teams get a big lead, like it was up 28-7, they play soft cover two. You know, they play that to try to bar injury and try to hurry up and bleed the clock down and get the game over with. So that wasn't no good performance. And then the third thing needs to be addressed in all this field talk is the D-line, like Courtney said.
Yeah, again, we're losing him there.
He
said that the media and the fan base have made Justin a diva. Justin's as far from a diva
as there is.
At all costs, this kid tries to say the right things. He is respectful. He is an outstanding teammate from anyone that has spoken about him, and he's got a great work ethic.
Yeah.
And he's got talent. Stop.
Sometimes he doesn't want to talk to the media. We get that.
Mitch,
I get that.
Mitch didn't
either. Mitch didn't like it either.
Remember that?
Yeah.
312-332-3776.
Turn off all the TVs. Yes. I don't want to hear the negative things people are saying about me.
Anyway, we've got a ton of calls, so we're going to get right back to your phone calls. Bronson and Jay and Rick and Keith and all the rest of you. 312-332-3776. And if you have a chance tomorrow, Courtney Cronin and I are going to do this show, the Cap J. Hood Show, from Espresso in Bannockburn at the corner of 22 Half Day Road and Waukegan. Come in, have some breakfast, and hang out with us. And then 12 until 7, we're also, all the shows are going to be live from Dave and Buster's in Vernon Hills.
In Vernon Hills.
We'll all be hanging out there.
We're all going to be hanging out.
Cocktails will be
flowing. It's going to feel like a weekend.
It'll be amazing.
It's going to be a Tuesday.
So
it's going to be awesome.
Looking forward to it. So grab some candy corn and come out and hang with us. 312-332-3776.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Hey, thanks to Charlie's Uncle Mike. That song was
that
by,
we loved?
Yeah, XTC. What is it, Making Plans for Nigel?
Yes.
There you go.
There we go.
So I already added it to my playlist and my library. Went on my Apple Music. Thank you.
Is that going to be approved by the lovely Mindy? Or
yeah,
no?
I have multiple playlists, and one of them is my favorite. And then the another one says David's playlist, DK's playlist, approved by Mindy and the boys.
There you go.
Because I put my music on when we're all in the car.
And they don't like
and
it.
And they'll be like, stop, this song's horrible. I'm like, that's Bruce Springsteen.
My husband and I don't always agree on music either. Yeah. So it's okay.
So 312-332-3776. Jose in West Chicago wants to talk about the good from the Bears. Jose.
Hello, okay. Hello, okay.
What's
hey,
up?
You know what? I'm probably watching a different game with the Bears, as most of the naysayers. But I see a lot. I see a lot of growth and a lot of positive. I mean, for this team to score 33 on Monday, 29 yesterday, and I think that Michael Parsons was gasping for air because he didn't know if to go after Fields, go after Montgomery, or go after anybody. I've seen a lot of good, and I've seen a lot of growth. So I don't know what it is that everybody else is saying that they're seeing, but there's a lot of progress, even with the throws, with the sidearm throws from Fields, even the third down conversions. There's a whole bunch of good, and I don't know why people are missing that.
Yeah, look, this is a team that if at the end of the year we had figured out that ain't the guy, that's also progress that you
it
move
is.
On.
It's not the progress you want to see, but yes, it is progress.
But we're finding out that this guy has ability to make plays on the move, ability to use his legs. He's sharp. He's a leader. He works hard. Like, he's got all the qualities.
He does.
You just got to surround this dude with talent.
Yeah.
That's it. Jose, have a good day and a good week, man.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I wonder sometimes, like, is the reaction mismanaged expectations from fans? Because I believe that polls told us what he was going to do this season, and it's playing out in front of us. So I didn't expect them to win a lot of games.
Me either.
So if they're looking good losing, I don't think that's a problem.
I completely agree.
I am all about, no, you want to win. Obviously you want to win. They wouldn't put in all this work if they didn't want to win. But I also think that they recognize the roster is lacking the talent that it is.
All you had to do was look at what he did or did not do in the offseason.
Yes, he told you.
Akeem Hicks, he plays for Tampa. Khalil Mack, he plays for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes.
Allen Robinson, he plays for the LA Rams. And on. James Daniels, he plays in Pittsburgh. There's a bunch of dudes that are gone.
Yeah.
He did not replace them.
Right.
He just went, I'm going to eat all this dead cap money right now and get it all off the books. then let's go.
And based on what we have learned about Ryan Poles, you know that he is sitting in his office with a list of what he's going to do with all that cap space that he has.
Correct.
I mean, this is a man with a plan. We are watching him execute it. It's going to take time. He's going to make people frustrated in the process. But he's not done anything at this point for me to doubt the direction he's going in.
Right. And I think there are a lot of people out there going, well, I looked at the free agent list. It doesn't look that intriguing. That doesn't mean that's the final list.
No.
Because there's going to be teams that go, we got a cap problem here. We're going to have to release some really good players.
Of course.
So all of a sudden that list changed. Robert Quinn's a free agent now after this year.
I know.
The Eagles voided the last 2 years of his deal so he could get a new deal. If you want Robert Quinn back, you can go sign Robert Quinn back. I'm not saying we will.
No, but
you could.
He'd be available.
Correct.
A lot is going to change over the next 9 weeks before it's playoff time.
Agreed.
A lot.
You can trade for a receiver, too. I mean, I don't know if you want to, but like that, you have that option if a receiver gets upset. Look what the Eagles did.
Look what Vegas did when they went and got Devontae Adams. A.J. Brown to the Eagles, as you said. There's a bunch of guys.
There's a bunch of guys, yeah.
Yes. 312-332-3776. John's in Grand Crossing. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
I am complete agreement with you and Dion. And the reason why I'm calling is listening to some of these other callers, like Justin from earlier and then Peter a couple calls ago. I completely don't understand where they're coming from. Like Dion just said, Poles was very clear about what he was going to do with this team. And he's doing it. And furthermore, I challenge them to be surrounded by employees or coworkers who are at the bottom of the talent scale and see what they can do in their own industry. What are you really expecting Justin to do? And so, like, again, I'm completely in agreement with you guys. I'm proud of the coaching staff that they figured out, okay, this is what we do good. We're going to run the ball with Herbert, Montgomery, and Justin. We're going to have high effort, and we're just going to try and improve these guys. And that's really all we can do. How are people missing that?
You're right. You are exactly right.
Well said. Have a great day, John.
You too, guys.
Thanks for calling, John.
Appreciate you. 312-332-3776, Northside John. Hey, John, what's up?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good.
How are you?
What has happened to this defense? It's got more holes in it right now than Gary Buse's brain. It's the first two drives were basically a pitch and catch. The front four does nothing. It's just a complete joke. It does nothing. No pressure, nothing at all.
That's because they have no real talent other than I love the two kid defensive backs, Brisker and Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Jackson's had a resurgence of his career. And then you had Robert Quinn. He plays in Philadelphia now. And you have Roquan. Beyond that, and you got Jalen Johnson, obviously. Beyond that, you need more talent.
Like, here's one thing that I will say about the front four for the Bears defense. I had to look it up. I had to look it up, Cap. Like, they are nondescript. Right? Because they're not making plays that are destroying an offensive line across from them. They're not sacking the quarterback. I didn't know who they were. Like, I knew their names, but I didn't, like, it didn't just pop out. Like, I couldn't just pop it off, right? Like, I can the offensive line or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, that says a lot about exactly where they are.
Right. Like, Dominique Robinson looks like he might be a keeper.
Yeah.
He was a fifth round pick. He's a rookie. You're asking
him to
be
a quarterback.
Correct. I coached against his dad played at Bowling Green when I was the coach at Northern.
No way.
His dad was a really good basketball player.
Oh, no doubt.
So he's got an athletic family.
Of course.
Kate played at Miami.
A Mac family.
This kid played at Miami of Ohio. Give him time. Muhammad, the other DM.
Al-Kadim Muhammad.
Travis Gibson. The young kids in the defensive backfield. Kendall Vildor got picked on yesterday.
He did.
He's just okay.
Yeah. He had some good moments.
Right.
All of these guys are going to have good moments because they're developing in front of our eyes. They're growing into what they're going to be. And will they all still be around? We don't know.
Correct.
That's the way that front four is built. We don't know.
All right. More of your calls. Mo and Phil and Bronson and a whole bunch of you. It's a Bears Monday. Your thoughts, what you saw yesterday. Take anything good away? Are you mad? We want to hear it all.
Cap. J-Hook.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Bears Monday here on ESPN 1000.
Listen up.
You have Greeny coming up. And then you have Carmen Yurk, Waddle, Sylvie, Bleck, Abdallah into the World Series. Tomorrow morning, Courtney Cronin and I will be at Espresso in Bannockburn doing the show because Danny says, I don't get out enough doing the show.
Danny doesn't sound like that.
That's what he told me. Hey, Cap. No. Hey, Kaplan, you need to get out more among the people, so we're sending you to Espresso.
You're a man of the people. Let's get out to the people.
Courtney and I will be up there, and then the station from noon to 7 tomorrow is going to be at Dave and Buster's. You'll be there.
In Vernon Hills.
Peggy will be there. All of us will be there at 12 to 7 in Vernon Hills.
In Vernon Hills.
In Hawthorne Mall, I believe. Is that where it is?
Okay.
Right by Hawthorne.
I'll have to Google that.
So that should be a lot of fun. So come out and hang out with us, have a drink, play some games.
And then Meller and I are going to do the pregame out at Hawthorne in Crestwood on Sunday.
Yeah, the Club Hawthorne.
Yeah, Club Hawthorne in, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, in Crestwood.
In Crestwood.
Yep, in Points Bet.
It's a busy week. We're out and about. We're not in here at all, Danny. We're all out and about.
Somebody in Twitch chat said that was Danny's plan. He just wanted you out of the building, Kev.
God bless you, Danny. Uh-huh. I'll make sure that works like every Thursday, Friday next summer.
Yeah. There we go.
Take that.
And Monday.
That's it. And Monday. I'll get in here for Tuesday, Wednesday. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to DeKalb, Illinois, and that's where we find Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hey, I just want to say I really enjoy the show. Thank you guys for getting me on.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for calling.
I almost drove off the road. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear you just say that Justin Fields has all the tools?
Excuse me?
Has the tools?
Yeah, has all the tools. That Justin Fields has all the tools. Because if you said that, you're a victim of disorganized thinking. Because there's no way. He has no quick release. He cannot hit a receiver coming out of the break. I'm a Justin Fields fan. The question I have is, can those things be taught to him? Can he hit a receiver coming out of the break? Does he have that kind of ability to throw off his back foot and throw 60 yards down the field to a receiver? I don't know. And I'm a fan, but
okay.
I don't think he has all the tools.
I think he does have all the tools. He's got a big arm coming out. Everyone thought he throws a very good deep ball. But you got to remember, at Ohio State, he had five-star recruits. In front of him on the offensive line. He had Jeremy Rukert, a tight end who plays in the NFL. He had Jackson Smith and Jigba. He had Garrett Wilson. He has Chris Olave. I mean, every turnaround and whoever the running back was a five-star.
His receivers were men among boys at that point.
Yes, and he was able to step into all his throws and not worried about getting the crap beaten out of him like he is right now.
Yeah, it's a different level of play, but I just don't see him having the imagination, the anticipation, and being able to hit a receiver who's going to accelerate out of the break. And you see a lot of times he's throwing behind the receiver. And I'm a fan. I hope he does get all these things. And thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for calling, Phil.
Now, again, his receivers, Shay, correct me if I'm wrong, his receivers get the worst separation in the National Football
League.
Last
I looked, they had the least separations in yardage per route run.
So it's really tough to hit a guy coming out of his break going, oh, great, it got intercepted again.
And what he's talking about is like timing routes, like curls, comebacks, outs, ins. And the Bears, from what I've seen, don't do a ton of timing routes. I think in part because they're not good at them. They don't have great route runners. If you don't have great route runners, like, you have to be able to run an out route, and a lot of guys can't do it. It's not an easy route to run. If you don't have guys who can run that route, you can't run those plays. So I think that's a part of it. And he asked if it can be taught. Look at Josh Allen. Look at Jalen Hurts. Yeah. They learned these things. Whether Fields can learn it remains a question. But, yeah, it can be taught.
No question.
I think the other thing that is, Fields wants to be great. and he's putting in the work and he's willing to change the way he does things and adjust and hold himself accountable in a way that I don't think we've heard from. We didn't hear that from Mitch in the same way. Mitch wanted to be great too, but he didn't have the tools or the athleticism that Justin does.
No, Mitch was athletic, but not like this kid.
Not like
Justin
this.
Justin Fields is one of the two best athletes on the field anytime he's out there.
Correct.
No doubt about it.
He's a freak.
He's a freak. 312-332-3776. Let's get Mo in Frankfurt. Hey, Mo, what's up?
Good morning, Mo.
Good morning. So I agreed with Jose. Just looking at the positives, really.
Yep.
I know the defense dropped the ball, okay? But I think they're better than that. We know this. But what I saw from the offense the last 2 weeks, I'm enjoying it. I'm actually excited that the Bears lost, but Justin Fields looked great. Mm-hmm. How many plays came back because of penalties? That's what really bothers me. You know, and that's all I wanted to say. Let's look at the positives. This is what we wanted. High draft pick, great play by Justin Fields. We're 3-4?
3-5.
3-5.
3-5? Half the league is 3-5, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's play the whole season out and have fun. Because that was a fun game, even though we got smashed.
Yeah.
At least we didn't get a 50 burger. We got a 49 burger.
No.
But at least we got smashed.
We did.
But they played tough.
Hey, appreciate the call, man. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your Halloween.
Mo has the right mindset.
He does.
The right mindset.
Time now for the Cap J Hood Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Cut of the day.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
In a four or five-day stretch, Justin Fields helps them score a combined 52 points on the road. Tough places to play. And yesterday, facing arguably the best defense in the league.
62 points.
Is it 62?
Where'd you go to college?
29-33? Is 62?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, it is.
Where'd you go to college?
I'm not talking about it. Math was never my strength.
Great.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That is the Cap and J Hood Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
I'm honored.
Cut of the day. Try the burger. I got it on Friday. Freaking sensational.
I haven't been to Cut in so long. I'm doing
so
it wrong.
Good.
I gotta
Where'd
go
you go to college?
Houghton College in Western New York near Buffalo.
H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Again, Matt,
great
is not
being with you.
Strong point. You too, always, Cap. And I get to see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
That dog,
Look
my
forward
favorite.
To it. You too. Have a great day. Good for all of us. We'll see you at Espresso tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, enjoy your candy. Reese's is overrated.
Candy corn.
Take that. From Chicago.